Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome to today's episode of Caffeine Espresso. And today I'm going to be talking about some of our observations from the first Leadflow Sprint. We had a cohort, our very first cohort of Leadflow Sprint, which is our group program that allows agencies, creative agencies, to set up a lead generation and a new business strategy and have it up and running and automated and running in the background within 6 to 8 weeks. So I'm going to be sharing some of the case studies from that and reflections. But first of all, I just want to give you an idea about why I started this. I mean, I basically started it because in all my years of working with agencies, I saw people doing a lot of throwing spaghetti, very expensive spaghetti at the wall in order to see what would stick. And that metaphor is to say that they did a lot of spending money on advertising, on events, hosting, speaking at, on PR, on awards, on rebuilding websites. I can't even remember them all now, but there were so many different activities that we would do in order to get visibility with the right kind of agents, with the right kind of clients. And after I was in agency world, I then shifted to startup world and I learned very quickly that there is an entirely different way of doing things, that automation and machine can be our friends and they can support us in our businesses. And I realized just how far behind the curve we were as creative agencies in terms of our own marketing. Very ironic, I know, because we're doing that for on behalf of our own clients, but often we really neglect to do what we need to for ourselves in order to thrive. And a lot of that comes down to number one, aversion, but number two, the amount of time you have. And automation was the key thing that I found during my time in tech startups that I thought could be the perfect fusion between this challenge that creative agencies have with new business and marketing and what was available from a technical perspective as well. I feel so passionate about working with the agencies who are likely to think that they're never going to be good at marketing a new business because they can't afford to hire an expensive external agency, or they can't afford to hire a really high ticket new business person to come and join their agency. This automation and the method that I teach through Leadflow Sprint really democratizes marketing a new business for creative agencies. It allows you to punch at a weight, what's the expression? Punch well above your weight is what I'm trying to say. I honestly have seen better results from agencies that are under 10 people than I have from agencies that are over 250 people when they're employing these tactics in the right way. So that's why I envision for the future for creatives who want to run their own agencies, the ability to be able to do this all for themselves. And this is a very long introduction to say, I'm going to be talking through Leadflow Sprint today, what we experienced in the first cohort. So if you want to understand a glimpse of the results and the kind of testimonials that people were using when we did the wrap up very, very shortly after we completed that first cohort, then this is the episode for you. This is the episode where you're going to get a taste of what you might feel like at the end of the next cohort of Leadflow Sprint. And so before we get into it, this is a good opportunity just to mention Leadflow Sprint. There's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to the Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. You can forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across many different agency sizes. So if you're keen to learn more, really recommend you go check out caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/AlphaLima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. You'll find that link in the show notes as well. Our next group starts on January 8th, 2024, and the spaces are limited. So register soon to ensure your lead generation is up and running by the end of the February. That is our promise to you if you join us and you put your effort in. Imagine how great that would feel knowing that was off your plate for the rest of the year by the end of February. So now let's get into today's episode. So today I'm going to be sharing a debrief of cohort one of the Lead Flow Sprint, a bit of an insight into the successes and learnings that we had through running this. So really interesting, my marvelous copywriter, Sarah Lucille, has pulled out because I was so uncomfortable. I don't know what is wrong with me. I was so uncomfortable about reading this absolutely incredible report that our customer listening consultant, Melissa Harstein, had pulled together for us after the wrap-up of the first cohort of Lead Flow Sprint. I mean, I talk to my clients a lot about this, but there's something about hearing feedback that can feel really scary. And so I passed it straight to Sarah Lucille, and she did a marvelous job of pulling out themes that we could talk about in today's episode. So first of all, she's noted down the top reasons that agencies reported joining Lead Flow Sprint. And I just want you to listen to these and think about whether any of these feel familiar to you. So they know that they are capable of doing bigger projects for bigger clients, but they're frustrated because they don't know how to connect with senior decision makers at these companies. One person said, "A lot of our work comes by referral and word of mouth. And you've already won half the battle because somebody trusts you because they've been recommended. But obviously you can't rely on that. So I think the most frustrating thing is that people don't know you and what you're capable of. And people potentially see you as salesy and sleazy when you're really not." Another insight we saw is that they've been over-relying on referrals or a few, not just referrals, but a few anchor clients, and they know it's not sustainable. So a quote to this effect, "This is the busiest year to date, but I know that a lot of the projects are going to be finished by Christmas. And I know that if I don't do all of this lead generation now, it's going to be tumbleweeds in the new year." And that is really testament to something else that we see. They're struggling to do consistent lead generation activities. And as a result, I mean, they're struggling to do it because they're literally doing the creative work, right? They're executing the projects that they currently have in the studio. But as a result of that, when one project ends, they don't have the next one queued up. So a quote here is, "I needed to have a system because I fell into this usual trap everyone falls into. You're too busy to chase leads. And then when the project finishes and you need to start straight away with something else, not when somebody finally walks through the door, I just need to try and get some stability." Somebody else said that they're always thinking about improving lead generation efforts. It's just the constant fact that we're all always just feel like we should be doing more. I don't know about you, but I really hate that feeling. I'm a big to-do list person. I really hate having things that just linger around. You feel like you're never achieving. So I can really relate to that one, although not with lead generation because clearly I have that down. So another thing that we notice is that they're not sure on what the best approach is for lead generation. They've tried various tactics, but without success. Somebody said on these lines, "We will occasionally message people on LinkedIn, but it's rare. We'll be like, oh, I should really hit this person up. And when we do that, it's authentic because it's a very personalized message. But we just felt really uncomfortable about doing it in the long term. We haven't done that much of it." Some other people mentioned marketing positioning their own agencies is hard, even if they do it for others. So this is a great irony that I speak about, you know, that we work in marketing, but it's really hard to do marketing for ourselves, often as creative agencies. And I find design agencies are particularly poor at this. They avoid it. That is to say, they find ways of avoiding it rather than doing it. So quote here is, "It's really hard to give yourself your own advice. So I spent my whole life telling people, right, scrap that. We're going to start afresh. I'm going to do this. And this is why." And a lot of the time they're quite reluctant because so it is so unnerving. And you're like, come on, what's the big deal? And it's so funny because now I have people poking around in my business, i.e. this person's talking about Sarah Lucille and myself. And they say, right, well, you haven't done that. And why are you doing this? And I'm like, oh, wow, this is challenging, but it's also a massive wake-up call. So what they wanted most from the Lead Flow Sprint, there were a few different points here. And one thing that came up quite a lot was they're tired of the feast or famine cycle. They believed that if they had a way to generate consistent leads on autopilot, they could take off more time, work on fulfilling projects with ideal clients, and have a happy life. One of the quotes here was, "I would love to have a business that just runs itself because I've been an owner operator for too long now and I enjoy the work when it's there, but all the ebbs and flows of the economy and the feast or famine that we experience as a small business is just really tiring. So I'd love to just have a marketing function that just works. You know, you turn it on and you run campaigns and the work comes in," which is a major attraction to joining this program, Leadflow Sprint. "Because we're a really small business, we're a high ticket service, so we don't need that much work. If we had 10 decent jobs a year, we're good. Maybe not even 10. I love the idea of these functions in a business just whirring away like a machine." They're talking about the automation at that point. "And that I can step out and go on holiday, and other people know what's required and they could just get the work done." Wow. I don't know about you, but that felt like a real weight off that person's shoulders, knowing that at least one of the tasks was taken care of and they could step away from it. So another thing we saw was that they know lead generation is important, but it keeps getting put on the back burner. They're looking for accountability, support, and a constrained timeline to get it done in. And that is really why we have built Leadflow Sprint to only last 8 weeks. The whole point is that you get it done within that period of time. So then it's just done. It's done. You have the accountability and the support within that period of time. But then after that point, you're done. It's a sprint. You know, if you work in kind of agile workflows or you've worked with clients who do, you'll know the term sprint. And it can feel like quite a painful word to think about in terms of speed. But it also has this reassurance that it's not going to last forever. And that is what is the biggest draw, I think, for many people joining Leadflow Sprint. And on that note, we heard from the customer listening exercise that they're intrigued by the idea that they can have their lead gen set up and running within a specific period of time. They see Leadflow Sprint as a long-term investment. They can come back to the lessons to train up a junior salesperson in the future. I think this part is really huge for me, this last point about using the, considering it as a long-term investment, but also that they have these ongoing resources to be able to share with other people in the agency in the future. So a quote on this one, "I've learned that as I'm building the agency, although we've got a little bit of money to put behind it, and although I can sort outsource a lot of this stuff, I really need to learn it for myself. I need to understand the process. I need to go through the challenges and the hurdles for myself so that when someone comes to help me, I can help steer the ship in the way that I'd like the agency to be built. I'm a big, big fan of foundations, systems, laying the bricks, building the house. It's not a flash in the pan. It's meant to be a long-term sustainable agency." I really love that quote. I mean, it's ironic. It's not my way of working. I'm very, very, very action focused, but it's how we've created Leadflow Sprint is to allow our clients to create the foundations of really sustainable long-term lead generation, new business strategy, so that they can focus on other stuff, whether it's within the same domain, you know, they're trying out different activities, seeing if something else is complementary and wins them more new clients alongside the LinkedIn lead generation. But it may be that they just don't want to do that at all. Maybe they want to do something entirely different with the time that they would have spent on lead gen. So a quote on this one, "I like that Charlotte had included something about how and when do you need to make the investment to bring in that first new business marketing salesperson. We won't have budget for a £90,000 person. So we're going to have to bring in someone more junior who needs to be trained in a specific way. For me, it was like, okay, this course has the value because I can go back to it." I should point out on that, you know, I kind of alluded to it before, but I love that quote as well because it reinforces something that I see my clients do a lot, which is literally buy one of the courses, whether it's win clients consistently or access to Leadflow Sprint. If you don't know what that means and you're like, stop using jargon, then you'll see a link to book a call with me in the show notes. Let's go through what the options are that are available to you, which is the best fit for you. But yeah, I see it work especially well when people buy access to these things and then pass it off to somebody more junior. I actually love that. I love it for a couple of reasons. Firstly, I love that I'm training up the next generation of people who do, you know, who were in the same position I was at the start of this. You know, I came into new business for creative agencies fresh out of uni, literally about 5 weeks after I graduated. I started at Rainmaker, which part of the Intelligent New Business Group. You may know its sister company, Pearl Finders, better, but an incredible place to start my career. The team there, especially Gareth Dixon, was so supportive. And that was an incredible environment to learn within. But from there, I went straight into an agency, which was an agency. And I was the only marketing and new business person. And boy, was that a shock. I felt really rudderless, frankly. Everything that I'd learned, even though I knew a lot, felt like it didn't fit with this agency because they didn't really know what they wanted, in honesty. And it felt quite disorienting. I really wish at that point in time I'd had a course like Leaflet Sprint, like Win Clients Consistently, so I could learn. I had something to start with. I had something that I could set up, have in place, and then I can move on to another activity. And I could have felt like a success right from the get-go. I'm sure my employers at the time didn't see it that way. I'm sure they weren't thinking this is a disaster. Certainly not the feedback I got. But as somebody who's very responsible and, yeah, has a deep sense of responsibility, it was important for me to address that. So I think this is like hugely valuable to somebody if you're planning on introducing a much younger person or much more junior person into the business. This would be a good way to train them up. So during the sprint, here are some beliefs they realize need to go. So insight number one, I love this one. They're held back by perfectionism. Insight number two, they believe this course and lead generation in general would be a lot easier if they had a team, but agencies with a team are still struggling. So they had more of a concept of objectivity in terms of where they sat in the bigger picture. Insight number three, their default assumption is that lead generation has to be done manually by an assistant or salesperson. And insight number four was they blame themselves if they aren't getting leads. In other words, the system is proven. I'm the problem. Now let's talk about wins, big wins. So insight number one, not only are they getting more leads, they're improving their marketing and messaging through their business, throughout the business. Quote here is, I've said to existing clients, I'm writing a book. And they're like, oh, you're writing a book. There's an entirely different perception when you say you're doing something like that. And I should point out, this person actually did write a book in 6 weeks. It's not like you have to write a book when you're in the Leaflet Sprint, but this person had been particularly taken with a book that I'd actually written, which I use as a way of attracting new clients. They'd seen that it worked really well at attracting them in. So they use that psychology. They wanted to build on that psychology and do it for themselves. And I was really proud of them. They did an absolutely incredible job. Another quote, it's not just the lead generation, because it touches every part of your business. It touches your messaging, it touches your email, it touches your website. I think that's really important as well. I mean, it's really hard. Like there are words around this that just mean different things to different people. But effectively in Leaflet Sprint, you can expect everything to be upgraded, everything about your appearance to prospective clients, or indeed to prospective employees, if that's your focus. You could just as easily put this to use to attract more clients to your business. Insight number two, once the automations are set up, it saves them time and money. And here's a quote about that. The fact I can spend a week, get it done, get it going and leave it on for 3 months is amazing. It just frees me up. And then LinkedIn's doing its thing. And I can be focusing on building the right content or writing the right articles. Really, that whole process was pretty killer. Another quote on it. The automation, that's been the most valuable part. Finding out about the automation that we use and how to sync it with LinkedIn Sales Navigator and getting that whole process running without manually having to reach out to clients, as well as being able to do follow-up messages. So when a prospect accepts your request to connect, being able to send them your lead magnet, which is what we use, the word we use for the equivalent of the book or whatever else you are creating that generates goodwill with your prospective client. This person goes on to say the best bit was everything being automated. And I should point out, not quite everything's automated, but for that person, it probably did feel like it because the vast majority of the stuff that became automated had been the biggest part of their working time on marketing new business to that point. Another quote on this, I've been running these LinkedIn ads and I'm keen to work with agencies and brands in the US, but we've done a little bit of it, but not too much. This person had been using an external agency, by the way, to give you some context. What the agency has found is that advertising to agencies in New York was incredibly expensive. And it was like 3 times as much as it is to run the same ads in London, as in London, Amsterdam and Berlin, I think. So they just stopped. Whereas with what Charlotte's doing with Caffeine, this is not an issue because you just find whoever you want to work with and you just send it directly to those people that he means a message or the lead magnet. So you're not having to do the advertising thing at all. You're not having to pay to play. So then it opens up the whole world as an opportunity instead of being constrained by our marketing budget. I almost feel like I want to do an entire episode around that particular subject. I think it's just so important. That person's situation is such a win for me to understand what it meant to them. I wasn't aware of how much they were investing with external, or even that they had external new business support at the time we started working together. But the fact that they've been able to retire that and manage it for themselves and save the money that they've been spending on it. I know that the money they were spending on that monthly amounted to, I think, like more than twice the amount they spent in total on Leadfly Sprint. So insight number three, they're relieved to be finally making progress on their goals thanks to accountability and support. A quote on this, particularly in our sector, because we're prone to trying to make things too perfect, you end up never getting it finished and it can always be improved. And that's why the deadline stops you. It's cut off. And you go, well, that's enough. That's your timer. Right, next. So I think the sprint, Leadfly Sprint, is actually really helpful at keeping you on track. Somebody else says the top benefits were definitely just getting that nudge, that kick, the coaching to basically get it done and the support. Another insight here is that they're gaining confidence in their work and what makes them unique thanks to a fresh outside perspective. A quote to that effect, you do need an outside perspective because the thing is, I was shying away from all the things that made me different because I felt they were a weakness. And they said straight away, he means myself and Sarah Lucille, no, you need to double down on those things because they're your unique selling point. It's because you're too close to it. It's because you're insecure and so forth. It's easy to be objective and go, look, I can see because I'm on the outside. Well, it's as clear as day on why you should do this and not that. And that was a big wake up call for me. Another quote on this, having Charlotte or Sarah Lucille's eyes on that stuff early on, stuff that I've written, loads of social posts. It's like they can see it in a completely different way than I could see it. And as soon as they said it, I'm like, oh, why didn't I think of that? I think it's because your head's got too into what you're doing. Somebody else said, it's really nice to have somebody else's voice looking at your stuff. It's very difficult to understand how big the gap is between how you perceive something and how other people do. And that's something I deal with in my job a lot when it comes to marketing stuff. I just don't have that type of voice that I can lean on. So that's been really good. Somebody else said here, I'm really overwhelmed by how many quotes there are in this section, actually. I think it's made me empathize better with my clients because sometimes you can find it frustrating. It's like, what's the problem? Just do what I said. Why are you kicking up such a fuss? Why are you so reluctant? And when all of a sudden somebody's now going and telling you, well, this has got to change. It's like, why? I've done it like this for years. So I think that's a really good way of reviewing your business. It's a classic case. You've got to lead by example. So if you're going to tell other people how to sort out the business, you've got to get your own stuff in shop in order first. And the final insight here, they realize that they don't have to create a brand new asset and what we call a lead magnet or generous resource, but they can repurpose something they already have, saving time and brain space. I frequently say I'm all about recycling. I can't believe how much incredible IP most creative agencies are sat on, from failed pitches, from clients they no longer work with, but maybe they still own the IP to work that they've done, from decks that they've given for lunch and learns to clients, to maybe long insight pieces that they've written, talks that they've given at events. You know, all of this stuff can be repurposed into something that we can be sending out to more of the right kind of people. Imagine like you've written an incredible talk to present, I don't know, Imbibe, the conference at Excel that's for the drinks industry. And you know that this presentation is brilliant. You've done everything you could do from your side, but you can't guarantee who's going to turn up and sit on those chairs and whether they're relevant people, whether they're going to absorb the message in the right way and want to work with you. And ultimately, that's the reason for you starting on that stage. Now, imagine if you could repackage that same presentation into something that is easier to deliver without being there personally. And you could create a dream list of all those people you knew were imbibed that you wanted sitting in those chairs in your audience, but you couldn't physically drag them to sit down there or even identify them in the size of Excel conference halls. Imagine you could send it to them directly. Imagine you could do that. And imagine you could say why they should look at it. And imagine you could do that by evoking the other kind of clients that you work with, the amount of knowledge and experience you have in this area. To me, that just makes it a complete no-brainer. Like that is your goal by doing any marketing activity, is to get in front of the eyes of the person you want to speak to in a way where they have to engage with it, in a way where they almost evokes a sense of FOMO. They're like, okay, fine. That's a very low commitment thing. And I It's too good to pass up. Like, if I don't read this, what am I going to be missing out on that my peers know? And that's what we're aiming for. That's what we're creating in Lead Flow Sprint. So in conclusion, the first cohort of Lead Flow Sprint really reaffirmed the need for this kind of support at this level in the industry. And it's at an incredibly accessible price point for everything included. And I should say, you know, some of my staff are pointing out, I shouldn't say staff, contractors are pointing out that it is incredibly low price point and it does need to go up in the future. I have to admit, it's still at the price point it is, which is £4,500. And you can pay that in three installments of £1,500. But it's at that price point because it was supported in beta mode by Innovate UK. So we received funding to deliver on it. And the reason for that is they identified that caffeine would help them to achieve their mandate of supporting the growth of UK creative agencies. So it's literally at that price and it won't stay at that price forever, but it's at that price because we received support from the get-go. Other conclusions to take away from this episode, the obstacles to getting it done are just as important to address as what you need to get them done in the first place. And you have a lot of the creative assets you already need, and we can help you identify them, first of all, and make them really work for your leads. Creating your automated lead generation process can actually lead to better connections with your future clients, contrary to what people may fear who think it could be cold and disconnected. And number five, another insight to take away, Lead Flow Sprint is starting cohort 2 in January. The deadline to enroll in this cohort is the 7th of January, but we will stop enrolling sooner if we reach the limit of people that we can take in that cohort. So now is a really wonderful time to join or send in your questions. Book a call with me to chat through any concerns that you have or want to make sure it's suitable for you, just to be sure you're all set for that start date. And just before we wrap up, I just want to touch again on that crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where the Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing a steady flow of potential clients to you. So no more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/AlphaLima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. And remember, our next session starts on January 8th. You need to have enrolled on or before January 7th, and we do have limited spots. So if we reach the cohort cap in advance of that date, it will just close. They won't be available anymore. So please don't delay. Get started. You can get started with one installment of £1,500. So don't feel like you need to make the full financial commitment immediately. Thank you for joining me today. And if you found value in this episode, please share, review, or like it, or share it specifically with another agency leader that you know would really benefit from hearing all this. Your support helps us to create more content for this podcast. So until next time, here's to a thriving and efficient new business pipeline. Hope to see you in the Lead Flow Sprint soon. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/LFS. F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.